of Public Safety, Ways and Means, Joint Ways and Means. Legislative Fiscal Office is represented by Doug Wilson. We have three Senate bills to take action on this morning, and what we will do is we'll begin by having public hearings on all three of those, but first we'll start with a public hearing on Senate Bill 5509. We'll still open that public hearing. Doug Wilson, Legislative Fiscal Office.
Mr. Chair, there are, I think, four changes. If you'll notice, this is addendum number four to the corrections budget. This is the result of a couple actions, including the decision to cut a further $5 million out of public safety programs, and you'll see this in a couple other places this morning. The first item is, and just a reminder, when we do take up the bill in work session, we'll need a motion for reconsideration because you've already passed this budget out. But in terms of the first issue is the federal government, as part of its 2003 Federal Jobs and Growth Tax Relief Reconciliation, gave about $216 million over two fiscal years to the state of Oregon. Roughly $100 million of that was in a match rate enhancement change, and the other $116 is money that can be used anywhere for essential government services. So that is the first change, is that we place $116,345,345 in federal funds into the Department of Corrections budget and back out general fund, and that is part of the overall budget box. We take it both in correctional programs and institutions. There's a note here, when developing the 05-07 budget, these funds will not be available, so in building the budget, they'll have to be placed in budget development. So that is item number one. Item number two.
The first portion of that amounts to what portion of the $5 million savings?
Actually, the first item has nothing to do with the $5
million. Okay, thank you.
This was an item that before then.
Just a fungibility item.
Right. Okay. The next three items do deal with the $5 million. The first one is a reduction of $160,685 in correctional programs. This is being taken out of S&S or contract money. Much of the correctional programs are in contracts, so they will likely be taken out of there. There are no position reductions as a result of this. The third, number three, is a reduction in funding and overtime. If you remember, there was a budget note in the that you adopted dealing with overtime, to have them come back, monitor, and then come back and report on it. In discussions with the agency, they thought this, given that they are really going to be cracking down, have instituted some new management actions for overtime, they feel they can control that, and this is part of the $5 million reduction. Number four is a reduction of funding for information management. This is a further reduction of three positions and a significant amount of funding for project and S&S costs. This $1 million had already been identified back a number of months ago, but was not taken during work session. It had been part of the governor's sort of, I'll use the term revised, but it wasn't necessarily a revised budget.
So we're assured that by taking this $1 million plus out of the information management for the public safety, that it's not going to create any great hold that's going to create more problems than the $1 million that we're taking out, right?
I think, I mean, it will challenge the department, Mr. Chair, let's put it that way, and members of the committee. They had put it on the table previously. It will leave a hole, but it's something, given the fiscal situation and given the alternative other areas that could be reduced, it is doable.
Okay.
And the fifth item is a budget note for community corrections. Some senators, Senator Schrader being one of them, came forward and discussed the possibility of using fees and charge for community corrections, local fees to augment general fund. They talked about the possibility of offsetting, which doesn't work in this case, but this is basically an encouragement to counties, instructions to the department to come back, take a look at other fees that are collected across the counties. The data shows there are significant differences between counties, and then have the Department of Corrections report back next session as part of their budget hearings on what they have found out, the fee schedules, the amount of collections, and that type of thing.
No identified savings at this point, then?
No identified savings at this point in time. In fact, the way the statute sets up the formula, there is no local offset potential currently in the community corrections formula. It may be something we want to, the legislature may want to take a look at 2 years from now.
But Doug,
probably more like a year and a half.
This is part of a $5 million cuts to public safety as part of a bipartisan negotiated package, but I'm not coming up with $5 million total here.
Mr. Chair, this is only the corrections portion.
Okay.
So you'll see both in judicial and in Criminal Justice Commission, and then I can describe the other portions of that.
And that's the other two budget bills that we'll be working
right
today. Okay.
And, of course, the budget note has nothing to do with the $5
million. Questions of Doug? Further questions of Doug? The concern I've got about community corrections, that's the expectation of the committee, the counties use fees as a means of augmenting existing revenues in support of local community corrections programs. That has no effect on the amounts that we're presently expending. Is that correct?
Not in terms of state expenditures.
Other questions of council? With that, let's go ahead and close the public hearing portion on Senate Bill 5509, and we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 5543 with the Criminal Justice Commission.
Mr. Chair, this is Criminal Justice Commission again. You had passed this out. There you go. You had passed this out already. It is coming back to you. In fact, we will use, instead of using House Bill 5012, which was the original bill you passed out a month or so ago, we will be using Senate Bill 5553, which is one of the blank bills that Ways and Means has in possession. There are three changes to this one. The first change is not really a change. You'll have to take into account the actions you've already taken place, and I've included at the back of the packet the original work session memo for your, but I don't plan to go through that unless requested by the subcommittee to do so. So the first action would be, of course, to adopt what you've already done. The second is a further reduction to juvenile crime prevention grants. The subcommittee had already taken action that had reduced the grants to about 40% of their level from 2 years ago to roughly $7 million. The agreement calls for another $1.5 million reduction, and so they're down to roughly $5.5 million, which is roughly 30% of the amount approved by the 2001 legislature. So, and that is part of the $5 million agreement.
So the balance of the juvenile crime prevention grants would be at about 5.5 when we're all done
right
with this additional. Thank you.
And then number three, the third item, is something that came late in the game. The state receives a considerable amount through burn grants, which have limited uses. That money comes into the state police. It's already worked into the state police budget in terms of expenditure limitation on their part. The governor, in conversations with some members, have talked about taking a very close look at the public safety system as a whole. And to fund that, they will, of course, use the existing staff, the agencies, the governor's office, and BAM. But it will also have available to them, if they need be, $300,000 of burn grants. This is not new money. It is money that had been already reflected in the state police's budget as federal grant money. But we will need $300,000 other fund limitation as part of the Criminal Justice Commission's budget to expend that. The governor plans to use the commission in some role in the staff of the commission.
So this is additional limitation of other things.
That is right. And, Mr. Chair, there's also the amendment as well as sort of the standing of where the Criminal Justice Commission, this worksheet here, which shows their fund, the spending history and for the last three biennia, the last two biennia.
As a practical matter, Doug, how do we adopt the prior action in 5012 into Senate Bill 5553? I assume 5012 was destined for a demise at that particular point.
Mr. Chair, if you adopt the amendment, that is also part of the package that takes into to both the actions already taken plus items 2 and 3.
So this is the Senate Bill 5553-2 amendments adopted.
Right.
Okay. Questions of Doug, Senator?
Yeah,
Senator Devlin?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to state for the record, I know that this particular recommendation may cause some concerns, but when the discussion started and we were discussing potentially cutting $15 million from the proposed $90 million add-backs, one of the things on the table was to cut the entire remaining balance of the investment spend. So while this cut is unfortunate, is significantly less than what would have occurred if we had tried to cut $15 million from the recommendations.
So we're at 5.5, which is still a band-aided amount. Representative Hansen, you have a comment?
Nothing new. I think Senator Devlin pretty much explained the situation that we're in. I don't think anybody's happy with these further reductions, but it's part of a unfortunate necessity to get us through this situation. One question: the $300,000 burn grant funds that are current, what were they previously earmarked to do, or?
I don't know if this $300,000 has been earmarked specifically. Phil, do you know? I can get that information for what has been past uses of burn money.
I think $300,000 to evaluate the overall public safety system, I think, would be money very, very well spent. I don't have a problem with that.
Thank you, Representative. Further questions of Legislative Fiscal Office? Thank you. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing on Senate Bill 5543, and we will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 5523. Reverend
Lamont? Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think we need a work session.
We don't have. We're just having input right now,
okay.
Ms. Lamont. So
okay.
Until we get all the action laid out before us here.
All right.
$55.53, dealing with the Oregon Judicial Department.
$55.23,
I beg your pardon.
Well, Mr. Chair, we need a motion to reconsider the vote by which this subcommittee recommended that, and I have a wrong number in here, 5523 be amended and moved to the full Ways and Means Committee with a to pass recommendation. If you wouldn't mind please correcting my handout, that should be 5523, not 5013. In number one.
5523.
In my.
And it's Senate Bill 5523?
Yes. That's what happens when you cut and paste.
523.
Right.
Okay.
Then the next recommendation is a $1 million reduction in services and supplies to reflect the 0305 cost avoidance from the 0103 purchase of computer equipment. This is added to the co-chair adjustment and results in a $4.95 million general fund co-chair adjustment. Then the third recommendation would be to approve the -2 amendments, which are attached. And that includes a $1.9 million 0103 transfer from mandated payments to indigent defense. This clears the books as a result of the transfer of indigent defense to the Public Defense Services Commission.
That's the last of the account balances?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the motion to move Senate Bill 5523 to the full Ways and Means Committee.
The amount under number two, Robin, the amount by reducing this $1 million in services supplies, the Oregon Judicial, what's their response in this additional reduction?
Mr. Chair, they were advised that this reduction would be taken out of services and supplies. It reflects $1 million that were spent just at the end of the 103 biennium to purchase computer equipment. I believe that that was discussed with Representative Patridge. I did not personally discuss it with them.
Okay. Any further questions of Legislative Fiscal Office? We will go ahead and stand at ease until Senator Schrader joins us. Senator Schrader. 5509, Representative Hansen moves that we suspend the rules to reconsider the vote by which we pass Senate Bill 5509 to the co-chairs. Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Representative Hansen.
Motion necessary to reconsider the bill? That's what you moved?
We've already moved that, so now we're just going to go up and take the five actions there.
Okay. The first one, the use of the $1.6 million in federal funds.
Probably do
these in blanc. Okay, let's go ahead and do those in blanc. We've had the recommendations of the Legislative Fiscal Office. Representative Hansen now moves item number one, the $1.6 million of fungibility and the federal money. The $16.0 million.
Actually, if it's expedited, Mr. Chair, I could move items 1, 2, 3, and 4 that were explained in the work session.
And the dash 3 amendments?
And the dash 3 amendments.
You've heard the motion. Is there any objection to move the dash 3 to Senate Bill 5509? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Representative Hansen, to the full committee with due pass recommendation.
Yes,
Senator Schrader. Okay, beg your pardon. Yes, budget note, Senator Devlin, thank you. Following item number five, the budget note regarding community corrections, it's been moved that we approve the budget note to Senate Bill 5509, Department of Corrections. Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Now we will have Representative Hansen's motion to move Senate Bill 5509 as amended with the dash two amendments to the full committee with due pass recommendation. Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. We'll go ahead and put these, we'll sign these in blank too when we're done.
Mr. Chair, just so you know, when we first pass this out, Representative Patridge was going to be the carrier in the House in full and Senator Devlin on the Senate.
Let's just keep that. We're heading on a good course there. We will now open, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 5509, and we will open a work session on Senate Bill 5553. And we've heard Legislative Fiscal's recommendations as to the three items that are necessary there, together with the and this is not
the dash two amendments.
Are there Representative Hansen?
I move Senate Bill 5553 and the dash two amendments for committee ways and means.
In accordance with Legislative Fiscal's recommendation, any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5553 with the dash two amendments to the full committee. Representative Hansen? So moved. Any objection? With the due pass motion to the full, hearing and seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, in this case, the full and the House was going to be Representative Hansen and Senator George on the Senate side.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Senator George is not here to defend himself. We will go ahead then and close Senate Bill 5553, our work session, and we will open a work session on Senate Bill 5523. Representative Hansen moves for reconsideration. Any objection for reconsideration by which the vote was taken to pass Senate Bill 5523 previously. Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. We now have before us Legislative Fiscal's recommendations regarding Senate Bill 5553, together with the Dash 2 amendments. Are there any... Representative Hansen?
I don't think we're on 5553.
5523.
Sorry. Okay. So moved.
Representative Hansen moves the Dash 2 amendments to 5523 to the full committee, to Senate Bill 5523. Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Representative Hansen now moves Senate Bill 5523 as amended with the Dash 2 amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered.
And the carriers on this with the previous work session are Representative Pattridge and Senator Devlin.
Excellent. We'll continue with that. With that, colleagues, there is no further business before the committee. We will adjourn the committee. Thank you very much. At this point.
Right, and we do have Senate Bill 904 scheduled for 10:15. However, that may be contingent on what else is happening in this room at that point in time.
Okay, so we are in less than 1 hour, so that we will take Senate Bill
9:04.
9:04. I beg your pardon.
And Senate Bill 904 was posted.
Okay.
Within the 1 hour notice.
All right. So we will just adjourn and we will just stand at ease until such time as we'll take up 904.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.